You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We'll talk to the Birchie Kid today at 1:15 from out at the Allen Park headquarters of the Detroit Lions. Head coach Dan Campbell will address the media. We'll get an injury update, the very latest, going into a must-not-lose weekend. Lions taking on the Giants on Sunday. Okay, so look, the Jameson Williams, there has been plenty of examples of Jameson Williams getting in his own way a little bit in his time in Detroit. There was the betting thing. There was the penalty last weekend. And he's incredibly talented, and Detroit fans love him. He's dangerous as hell with the football in his hands. But this past weekend was another example of a small that might not have been so small. That point mattered and might have changed the scope of how you play the remainder of that game. Maybe you're kicking a field goal to cut it to one score instead of going for a touchdown to try and get it all back at once. I don't know. But that kind of stuff, it hurts. And it's an organization that has cut back on nonsense. And I felt like there was nonsense every week. For the bulk of my life, there was either an off-the-field storyline or something that happened in the game. And it was just, there was always nonsense. Stuff that didn't matter, or it mattered and hurt the team negatively, I guess I should say. It's not that it didn't matter, but... And there hasn't been a lot of it. But it has happened with Jameson Williams, and you're like, okay, when that stuff happens, you say eventually it's going to cost you, and this past Sunday might have been the eventually, in that J-Mo was not... that pushed the extra point back, the extra point was missed, and it was an important point, and it really could have affected the rest of the game. So it was brought up about, and the celebration penalty was brought up to him in the locker room. And the reporter said, stuff like that, celebration penalties. I think the reporter used plural. And, it hurts the team as it come up. And here's how Jameson Williams responded.
Did he get penalized for it earlier? If it wasn't him, somebody did get penalized for an end zone celebration. I thought
on earlier the Lions?
In the season. Yeah, I thought earlier in the season.
He might have been fined. I don't remember if anyone got penalized.
Not
penalized,
maybe penalty is the wrong word. Yes, fined.
Okay, that's different. Yes.
Pelvic thrust?
Yeah, I think
well,
maybe
he's done a couple of those. I mean, he's borderline.
I think it was fined. That's the better way to say it because I don't think it was a penalty during the game. So maybe that's what the reporter meant to say.
Well,
but. It has been an issue.
So did you know it was a penalty? Here's one that people are talking about. Here's what he had to say.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Okay, so I know that some people get upset when they hear that he didn't know it was a penalty. You cannot use the goalpost as any kind of prop. You cannot touch the goalpost. Dunking on the goalpost is a penalty.
Which he did last year.
Yeah,
hugging. Got fined for.
Yeah, and I guess the way I see it, and I don't, if long listeners of the show may know, I don't try and coach a team because the closer I've gotten to coaching, the more I realize how little I know. But I will say this, if I am a leader of an organization, I don't focus on, okay, you didn't know it. I'm like, all right, you know it now, right? And let's go over everything else to make sure that there's nothing else that you don't know. Look, this is, okay, we need to sit down.
I didn't know I couldn't gamble on this thing. I didn't know that I couldn't take this this medication. I didn't know I couldn't dunk on the goalpost. I didn't know I couldn't hump the goalpost.
Okay. That means we need to figure out what you don't know. And I don't, there's no point in going back and saying you should have known. There's no point in doing that, even if it's true. We need to make sure you know moving forward. I would hope that Dan Campbell, the wide receiver coach, the general manager, somebody in the organization needs to sit down and say, hey, you need to know all of this. All of this. And anything that we need to go over. Do you know this? Do you know that? Because that was an important football game, and that negatively impacted said important football game. And this needs to be, what else don't you know?
Yeah, and look, I love Jameson Williams.
Yep.
I love his talent. I love his exuberance. He's like a kid out there just having fun and playing the game. And part of this is a product of that. But that's not an excuse. You've got to be smarter. You've got to be better than to do this. Because this isn't – the problem I have that this is a recurring problem with him getting fined by the league for doing things, all the things I mentioned before. He got – and he's in addition to that, he's also been fined for taunting. He was taunting week one of the season this year against Green Bay. He got fined – $11,500 for it. He was fined for an unsportsmanlike conduct, obscene gesture during the playoff loss against the Commanders. I mean, there's a lot there. He's been fined a lot. Whether the dollar total, I don't care about the dollar total. I care about the number of instances, and it's like a handful already in his young career. And then this last one is just the most recent incident where jumps onto the goalpost and slides down, and it seems like it's innocent enough, and it is. But it's against the rules. Well, and you were already fined earlier in your career for dunking on the goalpost, so you should know that.
And
but what do you do? What are you gonna sit him out? I mean, he's an incredibly integral part of this offense.
Yep. And I think his enthusiasm is in part what makes him who he is, and you don't want to take any of that away, but this calls for a okay, you're a pro, you're a professional, And as a pro, at this point moving forward, we need to make sure there's no more things that you don't know. And, you know, a lot of people want to go back and get mad about him not knowing it. That doesn't do any good. Although you can, with a stern voice, tell him that costs the team. Dave Phipp was asked about it yesterday in his meeting with the media, the special teams coach, because it came up, hey, your kicker had to try an extra point for 15 yards back. And he's like, look, I'm not going to say anything about that, but I know that when he came off the field, I saw Dan go to him immediately.
And what we don't know is what happens behind the scenes in terms of, A, what is being said, but two, if there's any punishment dealt behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, does he have to do extra sprints after practice or something like that? Does he have to apologize to the team in front of everybody? Does he have to do, you know, community service or whatever? He's a great guy.
I wouldn't punish him. I would say the punishment is, guess what you have to do after practice from day? You have to sit down for 2 hours and go over with our guys that know all the rules. And I'm not just talking about the rules of the game. I'm talking about making sure that there's no more the gambling on team facility, or whether it was on a bus or whatever it was. We got to make sure you know all those restrictions as well.
Yeah, and then there's stuff that you learn from other players and other incidents around the league. Like, know that when time comes, you're playing in Las Vegas. Don't miss curfew because you're out at the casino having dinner or whatever, which was what happened to a couple of Dallas receivers recently.
Well, was it George Pickens and CeeDee Lamb?
Yeah.
Is that who it was, Kang? The missed dinner?
Yeah, and then George Pickens went on to have a penalty of celebrating on the goalpost that same game.
Yep.
By the way. So yes. I'm not fully sticking up for Jameson Williams, but I do feel like anytime he does anything, it's like a magnifying glass. And it's kind of a bit overblown, I feel like. By the way, my prediction, he's going to make another mistake at some point in his career. Yes. It's going to happen, whether it's lighting fireworks on the 4th of July or whatever it is. People are going to scrutinize a lot of things this guy does. And it definitely hurt the team. He's not the first person to do it in the NFL. He won't be the last person. Literally the next night, George Pickens did it. Rico Dowdell had a thrusting penalty also. Right. You know, like, these players know the rules. The team should emphasize that. And what you're hoping is they learn. And he's got to learn, man.
That's the thing right there. And I don't want to accept the premise that he's going to do something to hurt the team again. I don't want to accept that. I want to tell him, hey, we can't put up with this stuff forever.
How much of you also wants you to say to the NFL, lighten up?
A lot, but not the point.
No, I got it. Yeah. At the same time, it's hard for me to really come down hard on a guy for something that seems so dumb in the first place, that we're gonna penalize you 15 yards because you wrapped your arms around the goalpost.
Phone calls and feedback next, 97.1.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other topics, and managing it as one big, juicy investment.
that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.